old shoes, lonely eye, so far out of sight. Old shoes, lonely eye, so far out of sight. Old shoes, lonely eye.
There's Toronto-based band Royal City with a track called I Can See, from their album, At Rush Hour the Cars. To get a better idea of how Royal City formed and how At Rush Hour the Cars came about, I spoke over the telephone with Royal City lead singer and songwriter Aaron Riches from his parents' Guelph, Ontario home.
Well, the band sort of formed. We were making a record which we had thought from the outset was going to be a solo record that I was going to make, and then at some point along the way it just sort of became obvious that it wasn't. It was actually a band. See, what happened is I'd gone to Jim Guthrie's house with a bag full of songs and showed up there. Didn't even know exactly who was going to be playing on it, but knew that I was going to record it there and, use sort of some different people. And it ended up that all the people really that played on it were in the Jim Guthrie Quintet. And by the end of making the record, which took a long time, they were playing all the live shows with me, and we had just sort of, they just started to play with me all the time, and it became really obvious that everybody had like more of an investment in it than if it had just been sort of my project. And it was my initiative. I said, well, would you guys like to make this a band, because it feels more like a band to me than my project. And they were all, really happy to do that. And so I sort of see the record, we decided that before the record was released, obviously, before the record was even finished, we decided that. And so I sort of see the record as being kind of the a photograph of the birth of the band.
Maybe give an idea, when did the whole project kind of come about? When was the record originally started? When did you start working on it?
Oh, we started working on the record, I guess probably, it was probably almost a couple of years ago now. We recorded it once, and the tapes were destroyed by accident. And then we started recording it again, and we finished it, not quite a year ago. And then it came out in, in September.
So prior to this project, prior to working with Royal City, were there any other solo releases of your own, any other personal albums that you've worked on?
Oh, I've worked on records here and there, but I don't know. This is all I can remember right now.
It's your main area of focus right now.
This is what I do.
What about Jim Guthrie? You mentioned the Jim Guthrie Quintet. Do they have a number of albums?
Jim Guthrie has put out a couple of records, on his own. Well, he's put out one CD on 3Get Records, but so he has one CD out that you can buy.
And who are some of the other members of the band?
Simon Osborne plays bass and sings, and Nathan Lahr plays drums and sings.
Prior to his current focus on Royal City, Aaron Riches worked on some solo projects and released one track in particular on a compilation of Guelph, Ontario musicians entitled Truck Songs, Music for the Road Weary. From that Guelph, Ontario band compilation, here is Aaron Riches with Far.
Take me far from here. Take me far from you, my dear. Nothing set the sun on the dash, it takes the blues away. And on a day like today, this road is my saving grace, 'cause it takes me far from here. Yeah.
I asked Aaron next about the title track of Royal City's album, At Rush Hour of the Cars, which at first glance appears to me to be somewhat of a political reference.
The title of this album, At Rush Hour of the Cars, maybe giving an idea, is that a political reference? What does that title have to do with?
Political. I don't know. Everything you do is political, right? I don't know. Maybe I'd be damned. I've made very few political statements in my life other than being born. And that is just the first line from the title track off the record.
Right.
All the songs are just named after their first line, which is a political statement in itself. it says a lot about the hegemony of the capitalist system over somebody that I don't know. But the record really tries its best to have nothing to do with everything. So I would just say that that's the first line of the song that the record is named after, which is in itself a guerrilla tactic of sorts.
At rush hour, the cars hurry along, just like a herd of running elephants. They honk and they crash, and everyone around here just thinks about the cash they'll make today. But all I can think of is you. I stare out the streetcar window and it's all I just think about you. It's all I ever do, 'cause you are the sun in my eye. You are the sun in my eye. You are the sun.
While speaking with Royal City member Aaron Riches, I asked him how he would classify the musical styles of their album.
If you were to categorize or even try to categorize the musical styles on the album, what would you put them under?
Drunk.
As I understand it, this album isn't an exact representation of the whole styles of the band, is that correct?
It's impossible to take a photograph of any moment other than the moment being photographed. We are absolutely a different way every moment of our lives. And sometimes we're different than other times. We are absolutely spontaneous when we play the songs as much as we can the way that they're on the record. So sometimes we sound like the record a little bit, sometimes we sound like the record a lot, and sometimes we don't. But sometimes live we play very loudly, because people talk and we have to assault them. And sometimes we play very quietly because we feel tender. And most of the time we don't play more than half the songs in our set from the record. We play mostly new songs now.
Oh, you with flowers all up against, and all wayward in your eyes, drunk on the corner with your skirt running up your thigh when the rain. Beloved, you are a crocodile.
When I spoke with him over the phone, Royal City member Aaron Riches was visiting his parents' home in Guelph, Ontario, and spoke with me from his childhood bedroom while listening to some of his favorite records. I asked Aaron about his musical influences, both as a child and presently, and what some of the albums on the shelf actually were.
Well, I'm looking at all the records here. Actually, I'm sitting in my bedroom at my parents' place where I've left all the records that I didn't bring to Toronto when I moved to Toronto. And I'm looking through at the ones I'd like to bring back to Toronto right now. I just pulled out Senator Flux, Spectacles, Testicles, Wallet, and Watch. And I think I'm going to take that back to Toronto with me. This is a great record. Resonance is the name of the record label. It seems like a very nice record label from Europe. But Senator Flux were a great band that I saw a few times play. I don't know if you know Jeff Turner very well, but he was in an excellent band called Grey Matter. And Senator Flux is a small project, or maybe a large project, a project of sorts that he was in for a little while. And Jeff Nelson from Minor Threat actually played drums for a little while. But it's a very beautiful record that I'm pulling out right this minute to take home. I'll tell you the next one as I flip through the records. Which will I take next? I'm going to take my Black Flag records back to Toronto tonight. Some of the Black Flag records I left behind here, like the Nervous Breakdown 7-inch record, because I've been wanting to listen to that. I've been listening to, I don't have any of the records here at my parents' house, but I've been listening to Captain Beefheart lately with great pleasure. With a certain delight, I've listened to the latest Neil Young solo record, which I just picked up a couple of days ago, Silver and Gold. So I don't know what else I listened to. But look at this. I just found Hank Snow, my Nova Scotia home. I might bring that back.
You mentioned the band Black Flag in there and Jeff Nelson from Minor Threat. Both of those definitely punk influences, as I guess I would see it. Would you say that you have some punk influences in your musical styles?
Oh, sure. Look at this. I just pulled out Slapshot, Sudden Death Over Time. I think I'll leave this one in Guelph for a different day. I don't know. I think that everybody is just sort of influenced by whatever it is that's around them. I was influenced by punk rock, but that's just because it was what was around me. Actually, it wasn't. I went and sought it out. So I don't know really how to answer your question, but yeah, I listened to punk rock. Punk rock changed my life. It was Bob Dylan to me, you know. I learned it down in Pedro. We were fucking corn dogs. I don't know.
I am a raw youth. I am a restless youth. But I shall keep with thee. I will not follow the travailers underneath. No, I shall keep with thee. And no winter wind,
no winter wind
shall chill my soul.
No spirit or goblin dam will ever make me go.
The Cyclops cannot frighten me below, for I will not go.
I am raw youth, I am restless youth, but I shall keep with thee.
there's Royal City with a track called I Am a Raw Youth. Next, I asked Aaron about what it's like to tour with Royal City.
Is there something a little bit different about touring than just playing in your hometown or just close to home? Actually going out on the road with a group of people?
You know, touring is absolutely the most predictable and unpredictable experience you can have, because you wake up every morning and you just drive and you kind of feel a little bit like shit almost every day. But your mind gets blown every day by the unexpected things, which are also part of sort of humdrum of touring. Life is so simple on the road. You just get up, you get in the van, and with us, Nathan drives. Nathan drives everywhere. Nathan drives, and he tells jokes, and we listen to his jokes, and we laugh. Nathan's an incredibly funny guy.
How's he drive?
Oh, he drives really well, actually. He's a very good driver. The only other person that ever drives in the band is me, and they tell me not to drive very much because they don't like the way I drive. But I think Nathan's a very good driver. I'd rather him drive than me. So we drive along, and Nathan tells some jokes. Jim falls asleep. Jimmy Guthrie always falls asleep. And then Simon navigates, and then I don't know what, then me and Simon do the things we do. I try to read as much as I can when we're touring. And then we pull up into some place, and we unload our gear, and we meet somebody, and we tell them all that we don't have a place to stay, and somebody comes up and says, hey, I've got a place to stay, and we say, well, we wouldn't mind a place to stay. And it's a nice kind of day outside, so they let us stay at their house. And then we go back there with the $100 we got paid from the gig and the $50 in CD money. And we sleep on their floor, and then the next morning, if we have enough time, we go down to the supermarket, buy some eggs, bring them back to that person's house, cook up some omelets. Simon always cooks the omelets. And then we say goodbye, and we do it all over again the next day. I love it. I could do it forever. You just feel like, you know, life just, it gets into this really nice pattern, but it's so weird because you're in a different town every day with different people, and everything is, it's like you just revisit the same spot every time, but in a completely new way. It's good. I like to tour.
I wanna go everywhere with you, and everything I wanna do it with you. Honolulu, Kathmandu, your naked body is so beautiful. And I love the sound of the rain falling down. I love it when your eyes look directly into mine. If you feel a little bit tired, just lay your head down for a little while. 'Cause I don't mind resting before we go outside. Honolulu, Kathmandu, your naked body is so beautiful. Honolulu, Kathmandu, your naked body is so beautiful.
There's Toronto-based band Royal City with a song called I Want to Go Everywhere. For more information on Royal City, you can visit the webpage of their record label, Three Gut Records, at www.threegutrecords.com.
The sound of the streetcars rattles my heart and keeps me up all the time. They clatter and they bang and they rumble like rain all through the night. And they sound as lonely as anything lonely. just the sound of steel scraping on steel that reminds me that you're gone to a town.